tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we are going to discuss the topic that there is no substitute for hard work. And here in this topic, there are many valuable lessons, inshallah, that we are going to learn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to advance ourselves in the environment of Islam and in our beautiful movement of Dawat Islami, to learn the sunnah etiquettes and life lessons in the light of Islamic values and Islamic teachings. Subhanallah. Before we dive deep into our today's episode and program, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. If he was... We often look at the lives of individual who is successful, and we at times aspire to be like that person, that he has achieved so much. And we want to have all the success that someone has. And what we fail to look and what we fail to realize is what hard work that it had taken that individual to get to the place where he is. Even a cursory look at the lives of the most successful men and women in the world will reveal an undeniable fact that those people, all of them, share one quality, and that is hard work. And there is absolutely no substitute to hard work. There is no shortcut to success. We all aspire to succeed, but regardless of the paths we chose, hard work must be at the heart of our efforts if we want to taste success. And this is a universal principle encapsulated in the Arabic language. Subhanallah, the term often used, man jadda wajada, meaning those who work hard, they attain the success. Subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us in the Holy Quran, we must learn from the verses of the Holy Quran in this regard, that a person will only attain what he strives and works hard for. So whether we aim to achieve a qualification, a job, a dream house, or if we wish to earn halal living to support our family and others, whatever aspirations it may be, hard work is the only way. And there is absolutely no substitute to hard work. After all, we live in a world of means as Muslims. We resolutely believe that Allah Almighty, the provider and the nourisher of all creation, rewards hard work. So the more we strive for His sake, the more we will gain from His infinite treasures. This is a simple, basic principle. Now, we all can argue with it. We all can rather look for a shortcut, as we always do. Those shortcuts, they never ever work. That involves more work as opposed to keeping things simple, putting in the work and getting the result. As simple as that. Even the noble prophets, alayhim wasalam, they never looked for shortcuts. They strove relentlessly despite their lofty ranks. Although they could have the entire communities serving their needs, but they chose to lead by example. The example we can give here of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, meaning they would do the hard work and to teach people the value of putting in the hard work and effort. Sayyidina Dawud al-Islam, for example, was granted authority over a vast realm, and he never had a meal unless he earned it himself. Subhanallah, such a noble quality. Here we get to learn from the biography of a, subhanallah, great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and who reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam said, وَلَا يَأْكُلُ إِلَّا مِنْ عَمَلِ يَدِهِ, meaning Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam would only eat from the earnings of his own hand's work. Subhanallah. That's how hardworking he was, being a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he never abandoned hard work. As for the king and the leader of all the prophets, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his humble nature was unparalleled. All of the noble companions were yearning to serve him. They were ever ready to present themselves in the court of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, believing it to be the essence of life and faith. Yet he sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose to do his own work throughout his life, and he would attend to his needs himself. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha described it in these words, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would milk his sheep and serve himself. Allahu Akbar. He wouldn't wait for somebody to do it for him, but he would rather go and do it himself. He would milk the goat and or the sheep and serve himself. Subhanallah. That is the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we all know that he did work and he did business, and he embarked on all these endeavors, and he worked his entire life. Subhanallah. He never for a moment relied on people. No, you do this for me, you do that for me. Allahu Akbar. Rather, he never looked for any shortcuts. It was his teaching for the ummah that if I can do it, so can you. Subhanallah. So now that this formula of hard work is embedded in our mind, let's present some of the accounts from our pious predecessors as to how they would strive and work hard for whatever they want to achieve. Here, the example is given of a great wali of Allah, a great scholar of Islam, whose books are integral to Islamic curriculum throughout the globe. He was an unintelligent student. He wasn't always sharp. And as a student, he had a life of struggle. His mind wasn't sharp. And when he joined the class of Qadi Abdurrahman al-Shirazi rahimahullah, he had become somewhat of an example of how a student should not be. Yes. Despite this, he rahimahullah ta'ala remained determined. Although he couldn't grasp the concept easily, he couldn't memorize things easily, but he was determined. And He would disregard the comments of all those around him. People would taunt him, they would pass remarks, but he turned a blind eye and deaf ears to all those comments. Then one day, while he was revising his lesson, an unknown person approached him and said, Saaduddin, come, let's go for a stroll. And he replied that, I have not been made for taking strolls and going places. My situation is such that I, even after studying hard, I am still unable to understand anything. So how can I go on and take a stroll? And hearing this, the unknown person left him and then came back again. This person, he left him, and then after a while he came back again and asked him again to come and let's go for a walk. And he again replied with the same answer. Unknown person left for the second time and then came back again the third time. And this time he said, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling you. And those words made his body tremble, subhanallah, forcing him to run out on bare feet, eager to see the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Reaching a place outside the city, he saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam under the shade of a tree. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Sayyidina Sa'aduddin Taftazani rahimahullah ta'ala, and with a smile he said to him, "You did not come even though I called you many times." And to which Allama Sa'aduddin rahimahullah, he replied very humbly. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I did not know that you were calling me. I did not know that you were calling me. You know the state of my weak memory. I seek in your court a cure for my illness." The merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this request of Allama Sa'aduddin alayhi rahmah, and he said, "Open your mouth." He opened his mouth, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his blessed saliva into his mouth. Allahu Akbar. He then prayed for him. He made dua for him, gave him the glad tidings of success, and ordered him to go back home. The next day, when he attended the lecture of Qazi Abdurrahman Ash-Shirazi rahimahullah, his ustad and teacher, he asked the teacher a few complex questions during this lesson, and the other students were unable to fully grasp the questions. So they deemed them unnecessary and useless and did not pay any attention to them. But his teacher, who was a polymath, he began to cry and remarked, "Sa'aduddin, today you are not the same person as yesterday." Sayyidina Sa'aduddin rahimahullah, he then narrated the entire event to his teacher. And this great scholar of Islam, Sayyidina Sa'aduddin Taftazani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, continued striving, never giving up despite the challenges that he had faced. Eventually, his efforts bore fruit and he was blessed to receive immense bounties from the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This should drive us to strive and work harder. May the grace of Allah Almighty and the gaze of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be with all those who strive and work hard. The great jurist of Islam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, he summed up the value of hard work in his advice to his student, Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah. He says to him, "You are very weak in your studies. You are not intelligent. But through striving and steadfastness and perseverance, you have progressed. Therefore, always distance yourself from laziness, as it is a calamity and an unfortunate state." Allahu Akbar. Listen to each and every word of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His heartfelt advice to his favorite student, Imam Qadi Abu Yusuf rahimahullah ta'ala. He says to him, let's repeat it. He says to him that you were very weak and you were not intelligent, but through striving and steadfastness, you have progressed. Therefore, always distance yourself from laziness, as it is a calamity and an unfortunate state. Allahu Akbar. So, laziness is a substantial barrier in the path of success. We all want comfort, but if you want success, you have to get out of your comfort zone. The shayar very beautifully says in the Arabic language, he says, بِقَدْرِ الْكَدِّ تُكْتَسَبُ الْمَعَالِ مَنْ طَلَبَ الْعُلَى سَهْرَ الْلِيَالِ. That you will only achieve the heights of success as per the amount of effort and hard work that you put in. بِقَدْرِ الْكَدِّ تُكْتَسَبُ الْمَعَالِ مَنْ طَلَبَ الْغُلَى سَهَرَ الْلِيَالِ. And he who reaches the heights is that individual who spends sleepless nights. Allahu Akbar. Very powerful words. You may think, no, this is being blunt. Yes, hard work makes you into a successful individual. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to achieve our rank and make our mark by putting in hard work. Hard work in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may earn you the title of being the saint of Allah. Allahu Akbar. As Hadith Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jal states in Hadith Qudsi that my bondman, he continues to gain my nearness through Fard Salah. And then after being punctual on Fard Salah, not neglecting the Fard Salah, then he continues to gain my closeness through Nawafil. And thereafter there comes a state when Allah Azza wa Jal begins to love that individual. Allahu Akbar. And that is when you become the beloved of Allah. You become dearer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by putting in efforts. Waking up for tahajjud salah. Waking up for fajr salah. It takes hard work. It takes determination. It takes discipline. If you are not willing to put in the work, you cannot enjoy the fruits. As simple as that. The only person who will reap or harvest the farm who has sowed the farm, who has sowed the seeds, and the plantation grows, and then at the end when it's harvesting season, you are able to harvest the fruits of your labor. But if you haven't put in, haven't sowed the seeds, haven't put in the effort, haven't irrigated the farm, how are you going to get any fruits or vegetable for that matter out of it? Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us wisdom and true understanding of following the deen and the concept of striving, as it is the mission of our organization, Da'wat-e-Islami, that I must strive. I must strive. Emphasis on is on strive. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So striving is within us. We can choose to strive or not strive. And the results will be dependent on that. How much do we strive in the path of Allah? How much do we strive to reform ourselves and others? How much do we strive? And the success, the result, will be in accordance to how much we strive. It's a very clear principle, simple rule, no rocket science. And laziness is a substantial barrier in the path of success. It is a harmful state that begets many vices. Therefore, never ever allow laziness to seep in your life. Rather, you should always be resolute in doing worldly and Islamic works, because a hard-working person is loved by everyone, and a lazy person suffers loss everywhere he goes. A lazy person can neither do any worldly work nor Islamic works. Meaning, if you are lazy, you're not only losing out in Islamic works, but you are also losing out in worldly work as well. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would teach this supplication, and he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kasl. O Allah, I seek your refuge from laziness. Allahu Akbar. Do we ever do that? We invite laziness. And here, the Islamic teaching, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to seek refuge from laziness. Seek Allah's refuge. Ask Allah for guidance and strength to be steadfast, to put in the effort. Inshallah, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. And as I have mentioned, the Arabic shair where the shair says that we can only achieve the success to the amount of effort that we put in. And man talab al-ula sahar al-layali, the one who reaches the heights, he is that individual who spends sleepless nights. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then he says, لَوْ كَانَ الْعِلْمُ يُحْصَلُ بِالْمُنَى لَمَا كَانَ بِالْبَرِيَّةِ جَاهِلُونَ. Meaning, if we all want to be knowledgeable, but we can't just wish and become knowledgeable, you have to put in the hard work. Many sleepless nights. And as soon as we realize this, then will truly be enlightened. It will be an awakening for a better reason. And he says that if knowledge was to be attained just by wishing, I wish I become knowledgeable, then nobody on the entire surface of this earth would remain ignorant. But not everybody is knowledgeable. Why? Because not everybody wants to put in the efforts. They all wish, but there is no effort. In conclusion, if we desire success, we need to ensure that hard work and effort are ingrained in us. Always adopt those means that will aid you in this regard, and stay far away from those traits that will become an obstacle in achieving the success. Work diligently and then leave the results to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. As we always say, As-sa'yu minna wal-itmamu min Allah. Meaning to strive, it is upon us to strive to work hard and to reach it to completion, to take it to completion, it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's in our control is to put in more and more effort. As-sa'yu minna. To strive is upon us. But to take it to completion, that is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal enable us to diligently achieve our objectives, our goals, and grant us success in this world and in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahil Nabi. Once, there were two young friends, Asif and Ali. Though they were good neighbors and friends, there was one big difference between them. Asif had great self-confidence and he would never leave any sort of work incomplete. While Ali, on the other hand, he had never been serious about his studies, educational activities and assignments. And they grew up together and started, you know, down the path to college. And Asif studied his field with full concentration, while at the same time Ali usually kept engaged himself in other useless and irrelevant activities. He basically wasted his time, wasting the peak period of hard work. When exams approached, Ali resorted to cheating as a shortcut for avoiding failure, but he was caught red-handed during board exams. What happened after that? After a couple of years, Asif was well-known doctor, while Ali was still suffering with his career, finding shortcuts to pass his exams and facing humiliating failures every time. This is the difference between hard work and shortcut. And truly, there is no substitute to hard work. If you put in the hard work, it never goes to waste. Dear brothers, this story of Asif and Ali closely reflects our society, where every second person is concentrating on shortcuts instead of hard work. Happiness and success are the ultimate goals and the rights of all human beings. To translate their dreams into reality and to pursue their goal in life, they sometimes end up ignoring the difference between right and wrong and tend to follow the mindset of hunting easy ways. Yes, easy and lazy, they both go together. In the words of our Honorable Nigrani Shura, Maulana Haji Imran Attari, Hafizahullah, he says, this is a deadly combination, easy and lazy. We should be vigilant and hardworking. It happens when people try shortcuts, assuming them risk-free keys to success, but soon their long-term benefit turn into long-term disasters and suffering. Yes. Remember that there is no alternative to hard work. Even paradise, which we all strive for, it cannot be achieved without carrying out good deeds. It is stated in the glorious Quran. And this, that a man shall attain nothing but what he strove for, of good or bad. And this, that his effort will soon be examined. Allahu Akbar. In fact, the practice of finding shortcuts goes against the law of nature, duly endorsed by the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, the paradise is surrounded by hardships and the hellfire is surrounded by temptations. Allah. So what happens? Hardships. Those who like to work hard towards the hereafter, towards the akhirat, those are the only individual who will indulge in this hardship, because the path to paradise is filled with hardship. But the path to Jahannam, to hell, is filled with temptation, bed of roses. Allah. If we are lazy, if we are laid back, then we would choose the easier route. And this route will be well decorated by the shaitan and the nafs, and it will take you straight to Jahannam. Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard all of us from the punishment of Jahannam. Ameen bijahi nabiyyina. The blessed hadith gives clear message that the genuine and eternal goal, meaning it is paradise, that is the result of hard work. It requires untiring efforts. So everybody must ponder over the law of nature for achieving all worldly milestones and the goals of the hereafter. Accomplishing aims and fulfilling desires by different tricks and shortcuts do not just end up in people's failure, but rather such acts lead to serious criminal activities, such as taking bribery just to cut the queue, just to be the first one in the queue, or whatever the case may be, whatever advantage that you are deriving from it, taking bribery, involving in corruption, deceiving others, violating rules and laws, violating people's rights, etc. These are all haram acts. Such people with lazy and negligent attitude are unaware of the fact that they are actually overpowered by shaitan. It is stated in the glorious Quran, he, shaitan, said, hence I swear by the fact that you led me astray, I will certainly lurk in ambush for them, meaning the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, on your straight path. He's in a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I will certainly come to them, in front of them and from the back, and from the right and from left, and you will find most of them ungrateful. Allah. Satan also lures people to indulge them in some dishonest ways for fulfilling their desires, introducing cheap tricks as the shortcuts of life. The poor wrongdoers, they consider them to be a pleasing way, a blessing. So they even feel no need for repentance, as they do not regard their mindset and their misdeeds as sinful. Many other evils may involve therein, as the instant desire for success is usually inflamed by jealousy, temptation, inferiority complex, egoism, showing off. These are the root causes at times. Whereas on the other side, it is quite refreshing and clear, leading straight with the true sense of accomplishment. Yes, if you have put in the hard work, you haven't looked for any shortcuts, then you know your accomplishment is genuine. It is earned. Allahu Akbar. When we properly follow a prescribed mechanism, it means that we follow a genuine process, having no room for any doubt. And this process, it doesn't only lead us to success, but it also teaches us discipline, importance of hard work, value of time, experience, and above all, it gives us the feeling of complete satisfaction and contentment. The experience that we require, it can be achieved by traveling a long journey. Allahu Akbar. So it is precious, as it makes us accustomed to working hard and welcoming challenges. If you are not a person who likes to work hard, you would not like challenges of life. And life is full with challenges. You will always be ducking and diving. You'll always be hiding, backing off from challenges. Life will pass you by. And then at the end, you'll just rub your hand in regret as to what has just happened. As somebody, a friend of mine, he says that there are three types of people in the world that we live in. There are three types of people. The one type is that make things happen. They are leading by example, that make things happen. Meaning in terms of our Da'wat Islami's work, those who like to do infiradi koshish, subhanallah, hats off to them. They are the ones making efforts, hard work, infiradi koshish, individual effort. When nobody thought about it, they will be the first one to take this task upon their shoulders and to lead by example. Individual effort. So number one, those who make things happen. Number two, who like to follow, who watch things happen, but don't necessarily partake in the action or the endeavors. But nevertheless, they are part of the process because they watch things happen. But there is yet a third category who's even worse off, who don't know what happened. And this is the category that we never want to be in. We don't want to be somebody that, you know, sleepwalk through life. And this is the state at times, the lazy, very lazy people, laid back. This is their state. They don't even know what is happening around them because they are in their own comfort zone. What happens doesn't concern them. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, and those who believed and did good deeds, Allah will give them their full reward, and Allah does not like the unjust. Subhanallah. The dream of overnight success by a shortcut is always like drifting at sea, hoping for a favorable wind, whereas the dream of long-lasting success by putting best of efforts is moving ahead against the tide victoriously. Subhanallah. The golden experience gained by a successful journey also widens one's horizon of knowledge, shape his thoughts, and promote his creativity skills. Subhanallah. There are so many benefits that we derive if we were to really strive, and we could actually make a difference in our life and the lives of others. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. It is mentioned that after a long time, a person went to visit his teacher and began to say that whatever work I put my hand in, it results in failure. Meaning, he perhaps was associating with bad luck, misfortune, right? And he's complaining to his teacher, seeking a solution. He says, whatever endeavor that I embark on, it ends up in failure. Meaning, he is a personification of failure at that point in time. Having been utterly disappointed, I have come to you. Please inform me of some special secrets to success. Meaning, he is looking for shortcuts to success. And he's thinking the teacher is going to give him some magical shortcuts. The teacher now says to him, wait, I'll tell you. I will tell you. First, accompany me, come with me to a nearby canal. When they had reached the bank of the canal, the teacher said, follow me and enter the canal. At first, the individual was frightened. Who would willingly want to enter a dark and deep canal? But nevertheless, he entered willy-nilly. But then he entered the canal with his teacher, and when they both had reached the center of the canal and the water was about to reach their chest, this water level was this high. And the teacher signaled him to stop at that point. And then suddenly took his head and submerged it into the water with force. When the teacher submerged his head into the water, how is the person going to breathe in this state? That individual exerted a lot of effort trying to get out of the handle, but he was unsuccessful. He was thrashing his hand and feet around in order to save himself. However, he was unsuccessful because the teacher's grip was very firm. And he remained in the water for quite some time. And when he feared that he would die now if he doesn't get himself out of this situation, out of the grip of the teacher, at that time, he therefore exerted his full strength and was successful in freeing his head from the water. As soon as he had come out, he took a long and deep breath and filled his lung with air. He was gasping for air as he was breathing heavily. When he calmed down and regained his composure, his teacher asked, "What were you in dire need of when you were in the water? What you needed the most?" He said, "I was only in need of small amount of air so that I could breathe." The teacher replied that this is the lesson that I was trying to teach you. That when we truly want something, when we want it wholeheartedly, we accordingly become successful in achieving that goal. Therefore, when you desire to achieve something as intense as you desire a little amount of air today, then the doors of success will be open for you. Subhanallah. What a wonderful life lesson. Allahu Akbar. Filled with wisdom. Yes. If you want something bad enough, if you are willing to go the extra miles, then only you can count yourself in as a recipient of success. But if you are just going to sit on the couch, like a couch potato, and expect the world to bow down at your feet, that is not going to happen. And there is no shortcut in life. Sometimes those shortcuts, they get you into deeper troubles. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to strive and put in the efforts and grant us success in this world and in the hereafter. Ameen bijahim. Just a small candle cannot warm an entire room, especially in the winter season. Likewise, half-heartedness, meaning doing something willy-nilly, will make it very difficult for a person to achieve his goals. The firm determination must be there. After the bestowal of Allah Almighty, the first step to success is for a person to have sincere devotion in his goals. Yes, you must know what your goals are. And you will have seen that many people earn little, but they have the passion to build their own home. Hence, after years of effort, they prove to be successful in building their home at the end. Similarly, after failing the examinations many times, students exert their efforts and achieve success in attaining their goals. The individuals who is unsuccessful in the initial stages of business continues to sincerely devote himself to his goals, and there comes a time where he becomes a successful businessman. There are countless similar examples. Look around you. The world is filled with examples. There are countless examples of, you know, such nature where we can find, you know, marketing, driving, cooking, tailoring, various other fields. In any field, if you are a beginner, you will find it hard until you put in the necessary effort and work, and then it becomes a second nature to you. Diving, it's a dangerous thing to do. In the beginning, you are going to fail at it miserably, but with time and applying techniques and perfecting the craft, you will one day, inshallah, become an expert diver. And nobody is born that way. Nobody is born being a business tycoon, having all the ideas in their mind. It comes over the time. It is through years of experience, years of hard work. And then at the end, it pays off. So when you look at a successful individual and you think, oh, he's so successful, mashallah. Yes, mashallah, he is successful. You are only looking at his success, but not the hard work that he has put it in. The hard work that went after it, behind the scene. What went behind the success that he was striving day in, day out. He had many sleepless nights. He had many such days where he never got the chance to have lunch, a proper meal, working tirelessly, you know, being out in the sun, in the rain, in the wind. And then he becomes a successful man one day and you see this is something came overnight. No, you haven't seen the years of struggle behind that success. So when we study the biographies of the great Buzurganideen, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, for example, we all admire his rank, his station in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the leader of all the saints. But when we look at the efforts that he put in, the hardship that he went through, he says that if the hardship that were placed upon me, if they were placed on a mountain, it would crumble to dust. Allahu Akbar. So we don't see that. We are only looking at the end result, that he is the king of awliya. How had he transcended to that level? There is always more to it. And here, in the case of Sayyidina Ghawsipak, he would strive, he would go through many different hardships, and he would say, recite the verses of the Holy Quran and console his heart without a single word of complaint. And he would say, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. He would remind himself of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will definitely provide ease. And he would say, with every hardship there is ease. Indeed, with every hardship there is ease. True devotion requires proof. Perhaps the thought of, you know, the thought has occurred to you that we also sincerely desire to succeed. So why do we remain unsuccessful? Because we are not realistic. The day you become realistic and put in the effort and know the pros and cons, become aware of you know, you fall and then get up again, fall, get up again. As a child, no child is born and has the ability to walk and run. Right? Every child, he can't even sit up, can't even crawl, he can't help himself. Some children, they get choked in their own vomit, and that turns out to be fatal in some cases because they can't even turn in the beginning. So, did this all happen by itself? No, there is a process. They strive, they try to turn and then they fall back. They try to turn, they fall back. Then there comes a time when they start to get up, to sit up. In the fall, they'll try again, sit up and fall. And then they perfect the sitting posture. Once they have done that, they move to the next level. They start to hold on to things and try to stand. And then they will fall, they'll get up again. They will stand. And as parents, we all know, we all say to ourselves, no, this is their childhood. And this is how the development goes. If they fall, we don't feel sorry for them because this is the natural process of learning. But why don't we apply the same rule to ourselves when we become adult? That if you fall, if you fail, that doesn't mean the end of the world. Meaning you must get up and try again. Similarly, when you begin to stand, and then now it is a challenge to stand on your own, and then after some time you are standing on your own. And then the child then starts to walk few steps at a time with the help and aid of the parents holding hands. And there comes a time he can walk freely without holding hands, and then he would start to run and jump and so on and so forth. They would start to speak, different milestone of development. And as human beings, we are still that same humans. Doesn't mean that we are not children anymore, that we are not prone to errors. Yes, we make mistakes, we fall down, we get up again, inshallah, we try harder. Inshallah, azawajal. Let's go and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Qasida Burda Sharif, until we return. So stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Oh my master, descend peace and blessings countlessly, eternally, upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnayni wa Thaqalayhi. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnayni wa Thaqalayni wal Fari. Qayni min Urubin wa min Ajami.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
محمد He's the leader of both worlds, both creations.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
And even both groups, Arabs and Ajam.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
For in every sudden calamity.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ حادثات عام میں ہے آپ میری تکیہ گاہ آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. In other than you and universal calamities descend.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. Bika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. Bika khayril khalqi kullihimi.
Fa inna min judika dunya wa dharrataha. Fa inna min judika dunya wa dharrataha. Wa min ulu mika ilma lawhi wal qalami.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace. So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace.
And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. Bika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. Bika khayril khalqi kullihimi.
Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana. Ya Rabbi bil مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ. اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ. پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one fulfill our wishes. Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one fulfill our wishes.
And forgive us for what has passed. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. Bika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. Bika khayril khalqi kullihimi.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing that there is no shortcut to hard work. And there is no substitute for hard work. In this regard, there is a beautiful parable where a man who had spent a lot of time frequenting different khanqahs, spiritual development centers, and struggling in the path of spirituality. And once he presented himself in the court of Sayyidina Shah Ali Muhammad, may Allah have mercy upon him. Sayyidina Ali Muhammad, he is one of the personalities of Marara Sharif in India, and he began to plea with Sayyidina Shah Ali Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala. And it has been many years, he says that it has been many years, but I'm not achieving my goal. I've spent many years. Sayyidina Shah Ali Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala made preparations for him to stay in one of the rooms in the Khanqah. And then he called the servant and told him that the man should be given fish to eat, but should not be given a drop of water to drink. And after he has eaten, the door should be locked from outside. And after the Isha Salah, the servant gave him some fish. And after he had eaten the fish, the servant locked the door from outside straight away. And then he left. The man began to plead that he be given water. But who was actually there to listen to his plea and his screams and his cries? In the morning, at the time of Fajr, the servant opened the door. And as soon as it was opened, the man ran towards the water and drank as much as he could. After the Salah, Sayyidina Shah Ali Muhammad Rahimahullah asked, "Are you okay?" He requested, "Respected Shaykh, the servant almost killed me last night in such a heat. They firstly gave me fish to eat, and secondly, they did not give me a single drop of water. And then I was locked in the room in a state of intense thirst." And he asked, "Then how did the night pass?" He said, "For as long as I remained awake, I was thinking of water. And when I fell asleep, I only dreamt of water." Sayyidina Shah Ali Muhammad Rahimahullah said, "This is sincere seeking. Did you ever also seek your goal which you complain of not reaching in this manner?" The person had already undergone spiritual struggles, so his heart was clean. He was affected by a deception of his nafs, which was now undone at once, and he eventually attained his goal. SubhanAllah. Once he realized that his desire towards his goal must be definite and intense as his thirst for water. So with definite purpose, if you move ahead in life, inshallah, with a clear goal in mind, there's nothing that you can't achieve, inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.